will flow.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So we're looking at a topic, don't be foolish.
It's a topic that actually goes into the core of the Christian walk.
Over here,
the core of the Christian walk.
We're going to think that all through January, don't be foolish. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay. Matthew chapter
number 1. 4 verse 1.
Matthew 1 1. Okay. So, Matthew 1 1. So, Matthew is giving a synoptic account on the life of Jesus. Hallelujah. Like I said, it's a synoptic account of the life of Jesus, which is what they had as oral tradition in the book of Acts. Never forget that.
Amen. Never forget that they had it as oral tradition in the book of Acts.
So, he says, he opens up with the beginning, I said the book of the generation, sorry. He used that word generations of Jesus Christ. He says, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Hallelujah. So he opens up that way. I said, I've said it in a couple of other teachings, that he opens up in such a way that you shouldn't get detached from the 39 books when you read about the incarnation of Jesus. So he says, he opens up with the Genesis, the book of the genealogy. That is the Greek word Genesis, where you have Genesis. So he's telling you the Genesis is the Genesis of Jesus. So that means he's going to read, as you read the incarnation, the story of the incarnation, you are reading,
You're going to read it from the Genesis.
So it takes your mind again back to the Genesis. Hallelujah. And I said it's deliberate. Hallelujah.
That they didn't write and talk about Jesus' story as a mere tales by moonlight story. I said that to Ross. So Ross, they weren't telling a mere story. Jesus actually wanted them to tell this story from scriptures. Hallelujah. So that's why all along, when he would tell them to hold their peace and not to say, he wasn't trying to tell them, don't talk about it. No, because there's a way he wants to teach his story. Amen. Because, you know, his interpretation will be scriptures to feel. Hallelujah. Okay, following me. We're going to scriptures to feel. I told us about the Christology of scriptures. We said when you put the 39 books together, it arrives at point to be on the Christos. Hallelujah. So, in the way you're going to tell his story will be what scripture will be. Hope you're following me. Amen. That's the right thing from scriptures. So, you see the way in Luke 24, when Jesus was given an account of his death. Luke 24 from verse 25. In fact, from verse 20, from verse 19, he met the two of his disciples, Cleopas and his friend, on the wine, on their way to Emmaus. And he asked them, what conversation are you guys having? And they said, are you new? Don't you know the thing that has been around? It is concerning Jesus Christ. He said they thought he was he who was supposed to redeem Israel. This is that they thought, and he told them all fools and some of us. So what was their conversation about? The death of Jesus. This is that was the subject. The death of Jesus and the resurrection. Now that was the subject. And why did they say all fools and some of us to believe in all the prophets have spoken? He says, of not the Christ. Watch that. They ought not the Christ to have suffered these things. You see that he goes back again to their suffering. Suffered these things after enter into his glory. In other words, beginning at Moses. Watch that. Beginning at Moses and all the prophets, that's the 9 books, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Concerning himself as regards what is it? His incarnation for his suffering, his death. He's dead.
So Jesus taught them all through scriptures. Right?
I love the way Pastor will call it. He did a bias study of scripture.
When he did a bias study, don't try to have no.
That is me. Took scriptures and then it's not that he began to teach from Genesis 1:1, Genesis 1:3. He showed them his death as the fulfillment of scripture. So he showed them through the passage books, right? The events of his death. Did you see that? So they would see and he explained to them. Hallelujah. Oh, 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 and then verse 32, you saw their response. So these are half born within us.
Do you know that?
Oh, that was verse 33. These are half born within us. When he opened to us his scriptures. Watch that. When he spoke to us and then opened to us the scriptures.
So you will see that even Jesus, in talking about what happened to him, right?
Right? He didn't talk about it like a story. So let me give you this. No, he was on scripture. So you as his disciples, you're supposed to say his story that way. Hope you're following me. Amen. And then his story now that they have was concerning his works, his deeds. Oh, and then they killed him. But you know, the story of the resurrection, which is the apex, which is the icing on the cake,
was not known or was not thought by them. Hallelujah. Hope you're following now. So Matthew opens up that way to make you see that his incarnation is,
you're going to read it from scripture, don't get detached.
In 28, Matthew 28, from verse 18, something again that we will get to see as we study more in this teaching is the fact that Matthew used a lot of that is my book fulfilled. Do you see that?
That is my book fulfilled. The same way again, draw your mind back to certain languages. Is that draw your mind back to certain languages that you are not supposed to be touched. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Now, we will ask a question during GPLR. Was Moses and the prophets writing things for me to fulfill? No. Right? But they were writing concerning the oracles of Christ. So we are going to see. Amen. I remember years back, I had a conversation with my friend.
I had a conversation with you today.
Well, I don't think it is, but you see why he says so. Amen. So when they're writing for Jesus to fulfill, but what they were writing about is part of the oracle of Christ, of the Christians. Because Jesus said, Moses wrote of me. So if Moses writes of me, it means the way oracles, right? Concerning him. So therefore, he being the Christos, right? The Christos in Moses' teaching. The Christos in the prophet's words. Hope everybody will have to fulfill. Hallelujah. Amen. So we'll see a bit of this more as we get into,
as we continue our teaching on tongues yesterday, today, and forever on Sunday. Hallelujah. So is Matthew 28, verse 19 or verse 20,
say teaching them. I want to be fast because we started off a bit late. They're teaching them to observe all what I've commanded you, say, and lo, I am with you. So we use the same word again. In talking about the deity of Jesus, he says, I am with you. Now when you do what I am with you, he takes your mind again back to the Exodus. Don't get detached. Hope you can see us. Don't get detached. The Exodus again. Meaning the four gospels, I put it this way, the four gospels will point your mind back to the tabernacle. So a good student of scriptures, when it picks the four gospels and the epistles, it will point he or she back again to the tabernacle. And the tabernacle will make you look forward into the four gospels and then the epistles. Hope you're following me here.
So you find the same thing too with Mark. Mark 1:1. Mark said the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Find it. I've strained my eyes to look at this Bible. But as it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger. That's Malachi. I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare the way before thee. Amen. Now speaking about John, he says, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. So he goes again,
talking about the incarnation of Jesus and then the ministry of John. He goes back again for you to see from the tabernacle. We use the word beginning, okay. And then fix your mind again, how are you going to say, oh, what's the role of John? Because John's role in pointing out the Christos is very vital. And so it shows you John's role from scripture. Don't you think that he is just that deliberately writing for you to see? I think it's deliberately there. means they're being deliberate. So they're writing about John. Amen. Oh, they're following me. Writing about John. And then he goes back into Malachi, into Isaiah, for you to read backwards. Okay, all they're following me. Don't get detached. Mark 16, verses 20. It says,
and they went forth and preached everywhere. So with the Lord walking with them, Exodus language with them. Amen. Exodus language with them. So telling you that Jesus is both man and deity. In his incarnation, he's 100% man and 100% deity.
Okay, believe me. Amen. Amen. 100% man, he died for man. 100% deity will be found with his people. Oh, what we are following that? Glory to God.
Glory to God. Amen. Luke. We've just read Luke now. So let's just look at Luke 1. Let's see Luke 1. We just read Luke 24 already. So let's see Luke 1. Luke 1. From verses 1. He says, for as much as many as taken in hand to set in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. You know, whenever I read Luke 1:1, something just keeps, if you notice, I just keep smiling whenever I read it all the time. Because when I'm there, I just keep telling myself, at what point did I see the library here? Right? Well, I'm not, there's a library. There's no library there. The library doesn't know about it. Don't just bother your head. There's a library, yeah. So Luke now says, no. Many have heard something more. Amen. They believed among us. Hallelujah. And as I mentioned with the Bible, it's by us. Hallelujah. He says, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning, right, were eyewitness and ministers of the word. Now, so he gives a disclaimer, I wasn't there. Hallelujah. And that's why the synoptic writing is very balanced. Why? Two, and that is the value of giving a defense. Two people who were eyewitnesses, Matthew and John. And two people who were not eyewitnesses, but were students of eyewitnesses. You see that? So that validates the incarnate and the resurrection. Hallelujah. So you find Luke. So Luke said, okay, I wasn't there, but you know what? What I'm writing to you are from men who were with me, right? And they are eyewitness from the beginning. When he said they are eyewitness from the beginning, he's telling you that they are eyewitness from the beginning, which is the scriptures. Did you see that? So the word from the beginning is to say they are eyewitness of the scripture, meaning whatever things they are delivering to you are from the scripture. Therefore you shouldn't be detached. And he goes for other fellows. Who is writing to? And not just someone, a Gentile person. Yes, the same scriptures, the same Jewish Bible, the same Jewish scriptures was also used to explain Jesus. Hallelujah. So that means it shows you that the scriptures is not for a certain kind of person or people who are not for Jews. No. It fits everybody.
Everybody. Although some people said, someone said, let's operate God in our different languages. In a way that sounds very good, right? Well, what scripture? Yeah.
Let's praise God. Let's leave that. That's our tongues. Yes, this is that forever. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So John. John keeps details about his incarnation and goes straight to tell you Jesus is God. How about that for a punchline? He was born. Let's explain incarnation. Just go straight. In the beginning was the Word. John 1. In the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Same was the beginning with God. All things were created by Him, and nothing was ever made that is made. Nothing was ever made that is made. Same was light, and light is light. Man, and light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. So there was man who was sent by God to bear witness. The man who was sent by God. The same was sent to bear witness of the light. It's not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. Okay, I'm just I don't think I can even see what, like, what is in front of me anymore. Okay, let's go back to John 1. I'm not sure if we will like it. Okay. Okay, you can. That all through him may believe. Okay, so it was not that like he was sent to be a witness of the light.
It is. That was the light.
Oh, thank you. This is perfect. So that was the light. The light, every man that comes into the world. He was in the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He said, he came to his own, and his own received him not. He said, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to be called the sons of God. So we were born on the blood of the Lord, the flesh of the will of man, but of God. And the word became flesh, and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory. So he tells you, he didn't go to the bed, he just tells you, see, what you have as incarnation, God becomes a man. And when you use the word word there, it goes to the core of the Hebrew. This is not logos. It goes to the core of the Hebrew. And then it says, he became a man. Whatever you say, this is the Dabba.
Hallelujah.
In the coming months, we're going to explore that a bit. Or in the coming year, we're going to explore that, the Dabba. He goes into the core of that word Dabba. And he says, see, the Dabba is what we are seeing now as man. You see that? And he's a barnacle. He's a barnacle does not mean he's not going to disappear. He has come to see. Hallelujah.
Okay,
wait. He has come to stay. You see that incarnation? That's what
it's the same incarnation is God as man. So John came out fully to say, see, the incarnation is Jesus is 100% deity. 100% man. 100%
date. So one time, you know, there was a time that there was years back, not in this 2000, I had like something. People kept saying, oh, Jesus is 50% man, half man, half God. How about that? No, he's 100% God. 100% man. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Can that ever happen? It happened in Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Watch what I didn't see. That I never met.
I didn't say, nah, because we are joint heads. We two are not the very man, not the very God. So, are you smoking red meat?
You hear that? Glory to God. You hear that? But God lives in us. Who are you hearing me? Uh-huh. That way you are talking about you in Him. You don't become, start talking nonsense. So, glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. So let's get into what we're looking at today.
So we said, don't be foolish. Don't be foolish. Is that right now?
Because, you know, times like these in the year is where we come again to remind ourselves of who really we are. Ephesians chapter number 5, quickly. Ephesians 5. We're going to see all this in the coming weeks. He said, wherefore, he said, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Hallelujah. He said, see that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
You see that? When you use the word, not as fools, he said, so, you know, there's that call, do not be foolish. I don't know when they talk about foolish. Foolish Christians, am I going to 5 wise and 5 virgin Christians?
Is it, are you part of the 5 foolish ones? In as much as that is not what that scripture is talking about, yet it doesn't still rule out the fact that we cannot have foolish Christians. Now, Paul is saying here, he says, verses 15, verses 15 says, see that ye walk circumspectly. Hallelujah. It is not as fools, but as wise. How? It is redeeming the time because the days are evil. So that means we could have believers who are walking, who are acting in life as fools. And there is a call for believers not to be foolish. It says, not as fools. Now, And he used something here. It says redeeming the time.
Wow, we're teaching on this already. Redeeming the time. Right?
But it says redeeming the time. He used that same word like when you say to buy back time. The way you buy something from the market. The way you take something from the market. So he says you can buy time. Buy time doesn't mean it's gone. That's okay. How about that? No. He said that you'll be wise with time. Hallelujah. No, that's cool.
Be wise with time.
So when a believer doesn't understand time, not time as 1 o'clock, minute, hour, and seconds, no. If a believer doesn't understand time, if a believer doesn't understand time, he's acting as fools.
What about following?
Acting as fools. So we don't think that things are going to look at that. They're acting as fools. Without them, a believer can be foolish in conduct.
They'll be foolish in conduct.
But never forget the believer. Who is the believer?
Who is the believer?
A man who is saved.
The man who is saved. Hallelujah. Okay, follow it. The man who is saved.
The man who is redeemed. Let's see a few things about the believer first. Ephesians 2. Let's get back to Ephesians. Let's see what Paul says about the believer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at verses 4. For God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace he has saved. So we are quickened with Christ. And has raised us up together and made us sit in heavenly places in Christ. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the believer is seated with Christ. He's joined with Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 8, he said, you are saved by grace. So the believer is saved. The believer is saved. In 1 Corinthians, quickly, chapter 6. 1 Corinthians 6. Oh, before we get to 1 Corinthians 6, let's get to 1 Corinthians 2. Let's say a few things about the believer. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2. From verses 12. It says, now we've received not the spirit of this world.
Isn't that? We've received so the believer has the spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
The believer has the Spirit of God. So because the believer has the Spirit of God, look at what Paul says about him.
We're coming back to chapter 2 again. Let's get to chapter 6, verse 11. It says, but such are some of you, but ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of our Lord and by the Spirit of our God.
So the believer is called justified, sanctified because of the Holy Ghost.
You see that?
Because of the Holy Ghost. The believer is justified. In Romans, it says being justified by faith.
So that faith for salvation is the reason. The faith for salvation brings the Holy Ghost. Okay, follow me. Faith for salvation brings the Holy Ghost.
So when a man has faith, let me say, or when a man is saved because of faith in Christ, he receives the Holy Ghost immediately. We've said that. Not a millisecond away. The same time he believes, he has the Holy Ghost, who said that, right?
So, that having the Holy Ghost is why Paul will answer, you are justified.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are justified. You are sanctified.
Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians 1:1, here's what he called the believer because of the Holy Ghost. He says, unto the church, it says, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. See that? So, sanctified. Is it because of the Holy Ghost? So the believer is sanctified. How are you following that? How are you following that? The believer is what?
Sanctified. Sanctified. Sanctified means you're kept pure.
Hallelujah. You are. Okay, not just being kept pure.
Sanctified means you are.
Oh, what is this word now?
Okay. I'll get back to it. Amen. You are sanctified in Christ Jesus. Now, nothing called to be saints. Actually, that to be there is not in the original. It's actually called saints. So the believers are called saints.
Watch that. Saints.
Not of this world. Watch that. Not of this world. Saints.
The believer has received the Holy Ghost. So what have you received when you got born again?
The Holy Ghost.
Now because of the Holy Ghost, you're called sanctified. Kept apart. Set apart. That's sanctified. Set apart. Hallelujah. You are set apart. You are separated. Hallelujah.
Because of the Holy Ghost.
Because of the Holy Ghost. Now I said, listen to me. There is no, in humanity, the way God made man, listen, he made man without any division in terms of race, class, and why did he make man with those divisions? Man created those divisions for himself. But if there was any division,
would be, is the man's seed.
Hallelujah. Because that is man's choice. Okay, wait. It deals with man's choice. Sanctified. Is a man saved? Does he believe?
Hallelujah.
Amen. How is your definition? Not if you have a car, you have no, whether you're a politician or not. How does it matter in Christ? Hallelujah. Look at division set by man. But if any division is a man saved or is he not saved? And how God views the man who is not saved is that he wants the man to be saved. Hallelujah. To get on the word of God in the earth.
Okay, follow me. Okay, follow me. Glory to God. Glory to God. So the believer is saying sanctify. Set apart.
Glory to God. Delivered.
Colossians 1:13. Delivered.
Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2
that the man who is not born again is in darkness.
It's in darkness. In 2 Corinthians, so I said, the God of this world has blinded his eyes.
Darkness. Ephesians 2:1. Very vital. Let's get to 1 Corinthians 2, where we were. Verse 12. It says, now, we receive not the spirit of this world. Why?
So that we won't receive the spirit of God. But the spirit of God, that we might know those things that are freely given to us of God. Hallelujah.
But if the believer has the spirit of God, he's spiritual. Okay, follow me. He's spiritual.
This is the thing. He's spiritual.
He's of God.
He's spiritual. I'm getting somewhere now. He's spiritual. He's of God.
He's spiritual.
He has been delivered from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of God's Son, Zion, right? It is Zion, heaven and Jerusalem.
He has come to heaven. Glory to God. It is, we'll have sometime in the year, welcome to heaven. So we're going to have some explanations to do.
Welcome to heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, are we having any pneumaticals this year? These are the heaven pneumaticals. Okay.
I should remind you, so I don't want to teach you no matter what, but I don't have something around, welcome to heaven. So what's going to happen? Is there going to be kunu? Don't worry, wait till then. Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So, 1 Corinthians, right? So you said the believer is not of this world. He's delivered. He's saved. But when you get, okay, he's delivered, he's saved quickly. He's Christ. 2 Corinthians 6. Verse 14. Yeah, well, he speaks about the believer. What fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? So he calls the believer righteousness. Hallelujah. Verse 14, righteous. What concord has Christ with Belial? So the believer is Christ. That is, he belongs to Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He that believeth with an infidel, he is a believer. Hallelujah. He is called, verse 16, the temple of God. Amen. It's called the temple of God. Verse 16 with idols. Hallelujah. It's called, for ye are the temples of the living God. So the believer is God's temple. God's dwelling place. Hallelujah. God's dwelling place. That's what the believer is. That's what the believer is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I put it this way. Salvation. Watch it and don't miss what I'm about to say. Glory to God. Salvation is God putting man in God's perfect state. Man in his perfect state. And that man in his perfect state is man in Christ. Hallelujah. Don't miss what I'm saying. Don't say I'm man perfect. No. But the believer is, I'm going to put a caveat to it now. The believer is in the spirit perfect. How about that? Amen? So the following is, the believer is in the spirit perfect. Because what God did in Genesis, he calls it good. Good, perfect. Okay, I'm going to do this. Amen. Now, most of what I've told you, right? Most of what I've told you is what he said to the Corinth church. To the Corinth church, say sanctify. Yes, in chapter 3. We're going to see something. Yes, in chapter 3. He then says to a church, he says, yes, I couldn't speak to you. Chapter 3, verse 1. He said, I couldn't speak to you as unto spiritual. But that's who they are. But as unto carnal, is not also babe in Christ. They are fed with milk and not with meat. For hitherto, ye are not able to bear it. Neither are ye still able. For ye are carnal. You know, when you call somebody, when you tell somebody, is that what I fed you with milk and not with meat? Actually an idiot for saying you are not living up to standard. There's supposed to be, when you're supposed to be eating meat, you're still drinking milk. You know when they call someone an overgrown baby? That's what it means. Just an idiot. For you are acting beside yourself. That means a believer can act beside himself. What am I doing? A believer can take on attitudes. Attitudes that is acting beside himself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get into that. What do you get into? Hallelujah. When a believer begins to act beside himself, this is an active, well produced win souls. Who is that in church? When last did you win souls? Cannot remember. Amen. Amen. So this is who you are. Don't worry. Next week we're going to focus on instructions. But this is who you are, perfect. Hallelujah. Perfect. This is who you are. So, if this is who you are, right? Therefore, you're going to see yourself as that. Never see yourself below that. No matter what. I'm born again. I'm God's temple. Glory to God. I'm God's temple. I'm God's dwelling place. I'm God's house. Hallelujah. I'm sanctified, washed, justified. Glory to God. But by 1 Corinthians 3, say, I couldn't talk to you again as unto spiritual. Say, as unto carnal. Unto carnal. Say, there's envy and strife. Did you know that?
Believer got bored. And there's envy and strife. Envy and strife.
Envy and strife. We're going to dwell on this. Because of this teaching, I'm not taking us around the teaching. How can you say you're a believer when you are having envy and strife? Divisions. Say, are you not carnal? And walk as mere men.
Paul says, mere men. Now when you use that word mere men there,
look at that. Walk as men, sorry. Walk as men. When you use that word then,
you use that word there to mean walk as men who are not saved. That was a contrast. He has told you this is who you are.
So the moment you begin to walk like this,
they are walking as mere men. Hallelujah.
I trust the Lord. In the next 4 weeks, when we'll be teaching on this, we're going to get into the practicability of it. And then we'll see many times where we do air. A thing that we think is insignificant. And you know what? It will be a call for us to repent. Hallelujah. A lot of things, a lot of repentance that we think of, will call for us to repent. And we trace our steps again. Hallelujah.
Near man.
So that means a believer can act beside himself. A believer can see another.
We're going to see that from scriptures. A believer can see another and want to be like the person and not be like who the scriptures portray for him.
Hallelujah. What are you following me? For this, I mean, James described the two kinds of people who he has gone for.
Two kinds of men.
Hallelujah.
A man who beholds himself in the mirror and turn and straight away forget what manner of man he is. So when you get to God's word, he shows you that is the reflection of who you are. How are you made? How are you to use the word? How are you wired? How are you configured in Christ? Sanctified, saved, justified, full of the Holy Ghost. So the moment you get into the word and begin to act beside this, you are forgetting the manner of man that you are. Did you hear that? You are forgetting who you are. So have strong instruction or strong warnings concerning things like this. So a believer can act, can look at, you know, you just finish them, you see yourself, and you stop out. You see someone else, you see other things, and then you want to be like them. You want to talk like them. You don't have what they have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Imagine a believer doing hookup. How?
And then on Sunday, speaking in tongues.
That's foolishness. That's foolishness.
The Bible wants us to buy back time. Look at that. The Bible wants us to buy back time. Redeem the time.
Hallelujah.
A time lost is a time you can't get back. Like that. So you are going to make sure you make, you see, a wise believer is a believer that makes good use of time. Make good use of time. What a believer that takes hours every day watching one useless mind you see.
They don't bring back time. That's foolishness. People have never won a cup, never win. On the road to nowhere, supporting us now. They say, hey, what about Chelsea?
One of my boss asked me that, they don't about Chelsea. I said, the man that is now needs no fall. Today need a fall.
But the man that was up and is falling, we don't know how deep the well is. can fall into second division. You don't think so?
Hallelujah. You're wasting your time. How are you redeeming time? Well, you know that is just sarcasm.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. So that means, as a believer, I must not see myself outside God's world. No matter what, my definition must be God's word. My definition must be in Christ's reality. Watch out. My definition of the believer is in Christ's reality. Is in God's word. Who I am, who I'm going to be, who I'm ever going to be, what I'm ever going to do with God. It will be found in God's word. For the enemy, Amen. You are not what the world shows. You are not what the movie character is portraying to you. Hallelujah. And let us not to imitate anyone outside Christ. Let us imitate, like even Bible character. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. You have totally imitate your pastor who follows Christ. So there are strong warnings in scripture. And we shouldn't be like the world. We shouldn't be like the world. We shouldn't. Hallelujah. Let me show you another instance again. What's he looking at it? Ephesians 4. From verses 25. He's talking to believers, so it's like you know he's a believer. Look at Ephesians 1. He says, Paul, apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are in Ephesus. So he's writing to saints.
To saints. Believers! Oh, we're going to deal with Ephesus this year.
I mean, that's it. We're going to look at episode this year. To believers. Hallelujah. To believers. Now, hear what he said to believers. Okay. And I'm over 20. 22. 20 years. He says, okay. Verse 17. It says, this I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. Watch what he said to them. Not to walk as other Gentiles walk. That ye henceforth walk not as Gentiles walk in vanity of mind. This is that in vanity of mind. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God. Through the ignorance that is in them. Do you see that? Because of the blindness of their heart. You know, you shouldn't actually walk like them. Can you see?
He said, don't be like them. Don't walk like them. Hallelujah. Okay, hear me.
I want to be like, as a believer, who do you want to be like? I want to be like Lady Gaga. Yeah. I want to be like Jay-Z. I want to be like Beyonce. I want to be like Rihanna. It's not really Rihanna. It's Banana. I want to be like Alicia Keys. Continue. I want to be like... What's the name of this one that I have now?
Lil Wayne.
Okay. I want to be like... Oh, what about this one? I just did boxing recently. I want to be like Fatih. How? Believer. I really like Fatih. Okay. It says, who being past feeling have themselves over into lasciviousness to walk all uncleanness and greediness.
Did you see that? He's talking about the world.
The Gentiles, the world. He says, but ye have not so learned Christ.
Did you see that? You've not so learned those things in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've not so been taught.
You've not so learned about that from Scripture. He said, if so, that ye have not, if so be, that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as truth is in, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man.
So was that telling you that there were some of them, who are saved, but they haven't put off that conversation of the old man, right? When you talk about conversation, they're not talking about talk. You're not talking about philosophy. It's talking about the conduct. That's what it's talking about. So that means there are believers too, who haven't put off their old conduct. Hallelujah.
Okay, so he's warning them now.
No, you've got to put off that kind of conduct. You've got to put it off. When you use the word put it off there, it's something you have to do. Hallelujah.
Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. Which is called according to the deceitful law, said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Hallelujah.
Say, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. He's talking about conduct here purely.
Conduct. Hallelujah. Conduct. This is put on the new man. So that means the conduct of the conduct you found in God's word. So that's what you put on. Hallelujah. You put it on. And they use that word to put on, endure. To put on. Endure. To put on something. Much more something that is around you. Something that is available to you. You are putting on what is available to you. What is available is within you.
Hallelujah.
From God's word. This is who you are. Hallelujah. By default, in fact. By default, in fact, this is who you are. So you can easily put it on.
Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. He said, and put on. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So wherefore, putting away lying. Do you see that? Believers? Lying? Some people?
Believers are not lying, Muhammad. Ah, sorry, this is that word. And now,
baby, like lying news. That is better. And now, lying news. Lying news. Hallelujah. Put away lying. Speaking every man truth to his neighbor.
But just speaking every man truth to his neighbor, is this something that a believer can easily do? So that means the believer has the capacity to talk lying. Hallelujah. So that means, do they have believers that were lying? And Paul is addressing it in his letter. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen?
Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's see if he... It says, the same says, be ye angry and sin not. He's not telling you, be angry but don't sin. No. He says, don't sin by being angry. Hallelujah. So let not the sun go down on your wrath. Meaning, hey, don't allow that wrath stay. Neither give place to the devil. That means we can have believers who give place to the devil. Right?
Right?
The next verse. It says, let him that stole steal no more. Ah, is that it, the church? So the woman said, let him that stole steal no more. Everybody knows who we are talking to, because they know people who were born again and they were stealing. Let him that stole steal no more. Rather, let him labor, working with his hand, the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that is needy. So let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Hallelujah. and grieve not the Holy Ghost. You see that? Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Get up bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking, but put away from you with all malice, and be a kind heart, and be a kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God of Christ says, has forgiven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you see that? That means we have warnings in scripture not to be like the world. Hallelujah. When the believer begins to pattern his life after the world, after the things that are in the world. Hallelujah. Begin to live his life outside God's world. That believer is acting foolish. Glory to God. Is acting foolish. Lastly, as we go, Galatians. Hope you are with me. Hallelujah. Verse chapter 3 verse 1. Watch this. Remember that I'm just showing you things.
Around home we're going to be looking at it. It's coming through. Well, my teaching has started. Galatians
3. It says, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth, crucified amongst you? So this I will want to learn from you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
So he calls or calls the certain or calls a certain church
because of their activity.
Deliver. He calls them fools because of their activity.
Hallelujah. And now the activities is not even anger, malice. The activities is trying to improve.
You know what people are like that? It's God self-righteous. That's why it works. You're going to see all that.
Improve on what God has done in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. The child will say they want to improve. God said you are sanctified. Say, yeah, I'm sanctified, but I'm not really sanctified. We still have to do more circumcision.
You know, you are sanctified, but not fully sanctified. How are we going to do it? Hallelujah. So Paul said to them, he said, call them fools. Hallelujah. 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 And I know I told us, when you use the word works of the Lord there, it also refers to
works of the flesh. So
that has to get into the teaching. But look at what he calls this church, who try to observe the customary law to improve on their salvation. He calls them what? Fools. Hallelujah. By chapter 5, he also warned them also. By chapter 5, he warned them also about the walking in the flesh. Do you see that? And he says, see, these are the works of the flesh.
I am supposed to war. Or we are not supposed to walk in the flesh, but walk in the spirit.
Did you see that? So therefore, a believer can act as foolish. Can act foolish when he's acting beside God's word. Okay, wait a minute. Acting beside God's word. Acting beside God's heart.
When he's behaving like the world. Hallelujah. So therefore, you will be even like the world.
I have using general terms. You're going to see it from scriptures.
When acting like the world, trying to want to be like them in the world.
I don't want to be like them in the world. And Paul says, no, don't be foolish as a believer. Redeem the time. In the year 2024, as we close, in the year 2024,
it's a year for us.
That you have to redeem the time. Every time counts. Hallelujah. Every time comes. As some people are busy doing New Year resolution that they will all resolute in the coming week. And they won't do. But you are what? Ready, redeeming the time.
Hallelujah. The word of God has successful. We are going to redeem the time.
Paul says, for the days are evil.
You have to understand this. I'm not foolish. Like I said to us, the time is not what it is only hour, minute, or second time.
The time is knowing what God's Spirit is doing. And we're going to look at this in scriptures. In the earth today, in your local church, in your environment. What God's Spirit is doing and keying into it. Hallelujah. Amen. Walking in that which God has said for you. Walking in His day. Redeeming the time. Redeeming the time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See you after in 2024.
I'm not going to waste time. Say that it's in 2024 and beyond. I'm not going to waste time. I'm not going to be foolish with time. I'm not going to be foolish at all in life. I'm going to redeem time. I'll act wise.
I'll act as who I am in Christ. And I will redeem time. Hallelujah.
Let's just thank the Lord.